Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Chambers, and this is what's happening in the Unite Newsroom. Two teenage girls are facing charges linked to a shooting that took place at a downtown Hamilton address close to George and Caroline Streets on Sunday, resulting in an 18-year-old being rushed to the hospital. Both individuals are facing aggravated assault and robbery with a firearm charges. Investigators believe that the 18-year-old victim may have been targeted. The victim faced minor injuries from a bullet wound. A 22-year-old man was also arrested on Monday in relation to the matter. Police are searching for a 19-year-old man as well who is facing similar charges. Authorities are asking anyone with further information to reach out to Crime Stoppers or the police. In other news, Ontario Premier Doug Ford did not show up to the Emergencies Act inquiry in Ottawa yesterday. Doug Ford and Sylvia Jones, who was previously the Solicitor General, were asked to be at the inquiry to look into how the federal government implemented the Emergencies Act to put a stop to the commonly named Freedom Convoy in both Ottawa and Windsor. The provincial government is trying to get a judicial review to get rid of the summons for the two of them, making the argument that the summons are not consistent with their privileges of Parliament. According to Doug Ford, he was never asked to make an appearance in the hearing. However, according to the Public Order Emergencies Commission's legal practitioners, Doug Ford and Sylvia Jones turned down several requests to appear on their own accord. The Bank of Canada reported on an interest rates today. The interest rates have gone up by 50 basis points. I'll be back with your sports and weather next.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Sports in MLB action. The Houston Astros are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday night in Game 1 of the 2022 World Series. Over in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are hosting the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. On the ice, the Edmonton Oilers go to St. Louis to take on the Blues. The New York Islanders take on their rival New York Rangers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning face the Anaheim Ducks tonight in NHL action.
Ignite Radio weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather today, it will be cloudy with a high chance. It will be cloudy with a high chance of rain and 16 degrees. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 5 degrees. Tomorrow, there will be a mixture of sun and cloud with a high of 11 degrees. Currently outside the Knight Studios, it's 13 degrees.
You want hit music. You want hit music. Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Sheesh. Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. That lovey-dovey shit was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What's happened to me? Oh, oh, oh.
Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to PurinaWalkForDogGuides.com.
Ignite Radio, hello, my name is Spenny Granny, and I'm your host for today. Finally, I've been waiting so long for this moment, and the one thing that I definitely learned is to never give up on what you want to accomplish. It may sound cliche, but that's why it is cliche. Joining me is the legendary Matt Richards, and I couldn't ask for a better co-host to start our radio debut. Matt, how are you, man?
I'm good, yeah. I'm very excited today. First time going on air. Like, as a group, so yeah, it will be fun.
That's the thing, and you've had experience a little bit, like on the audio board and everything else, so
yeah,
you know, it's, don't be nervous, man, everything's all good.
Nah, I'm not nervous at all. I'm more excited. It's like, because it's gonna be a blast.
It's not like any, like, you know, a dog's gonna attack or whatever, right?
Yeah,
nothing's gonna happen. But yeah, man, I'm really excited. We're with an amazing team. We are the Outcast, and you know, we're going to be here for quite a bit. Hey, man, I believe, what is it? We're going to be here from around, like, from all of November throughout December, too, basically.
Yeah.
Eh? That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so, like, so far in this program, I wanted to know, like, what did you think so far of the program? Like, do you like the radio and creative content, or, like, find it challenging a little bit, or?
It's actually great. I love this program. It's awesome.
That's what I mean. It's a good change of pace. It's different, you know, it's again, it's not just us and all the other groups that are on Ignite. They're just amazing people, you know, and big shout out to them for sure. So we're going to take a little break. But when we come back, we got Ed Sheeran. So don't go anywhere. This is Ignite Radio.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Taking internet radio to the next level. This is Ignite Radio.
To the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Mmm, got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I.
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
is Sarita Ryder with Got Your Number, Ignite Radio. That song just puts me in my feels. That's like so 2018.
Yeah,
it's good.
Exactly. Great song.
Kind of like what's going to happen next Monday with Halloween. And as a matter of fact, it's the first Halloween without any major COVID concerns. Oh, so it's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
With all the shows and the movies that came out since the pandemic, it makes Halloween lovers wonder, what are the top costumes to wear during Halloween? Like, Matt, like, I'm telling you, man, like, with Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, even just regular streaming, too, right? Like, and, like, illegally, I guess you could say. You know, it makes you wonder, because, like, there's, you know, we had WandaVision, we had, you know, Squid Games was a big deal last year, but with season 2 coming out, I think that'll be a big deal still, you know, but then Euphoria as well, I think a season 3 is possibly coming very soon, too. And then Stranger Things would be a big thing as well. I don't know. It's gonna be pretty creative.
I think there's gonna be a lot of people wearing monster costumes and stuff because Stranger Things was a big thing this year. So
here's the thing: I'm hopefully to see like a big Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And that's the thing. And then even like superheroes too, right? Everyone's gonna be dressing up as superheroes. We even have specific, you know, classmates that are gonna be dressing up in superheroes. So it's not gonna be too shabby. I mean. I'm still looking for a decent Spider-Man costume, but I'm picky with that. I'm trying to find the Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi suit, right? You know, but of course, everywhere you go to every costume shop, it's always the Tom Holland. But that's okay too. That's not bad. So you know, I'm still on a mission. If not, I got a few ideas. Do you have a few ideas yourself too, Matt? Or
I mean, there's always the classic options. Like you could be like a pop star or like a police officer. That's always the classic.
You're under arrest. Well, you know what? We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we got Willem with entertainment. So don't go anywhere. Not even a muscle. Hey, I see you. This is Ignite Radio.
A stroke can cut off blood flow to the brain, resulting in devastating physical or mental damage. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation pioneered the use of a clot-busting drug that, when accessed quickly, can actually reverse these effects. So for many, it's as if the stroke never occurred. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
It's been an exciting night at Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson posts Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
System of a Down lead singer Serge Tankian had some news to share regarding touring in 2023. Serge stated on an interview with Metal Injection that he wasn't interested in doing a tour when asked if he'd participate in an anniversary tour for their hit albums like Toxicity and Hypnotize after a long and continuous drought in the recording studio due to political differences within the band for over the past decade. Although Serge stated that he's open to playing one-off shows or concerts that are spaced out, but at this moment he wants to take it easy due to recent back surgery. The singer also said, quote, having one show that's in a special place, done in a special way, is much more interesting. So it doesn't sound like much is going to be happening next year, but keep those heads up high, System fans. I'm Willem, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
Hey. You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah.
It all seems complicated.
I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say
it. You walked in my life at 2 a.m. Cause my boy's new girl is your best friend. Now we're in the backseat of the black car going home. And she asks me, is it wrong if I come up with you? We're both drunk on the elevator when I kiss you for the first time in New York City. I swear to God, I never fall.
I'm not sorry. I won't apologize to nobody. You play like I'm invisible. Girl, don't act like you ain't saw me. Last year was a mess and how I acted was beyond me. But the past still revolves me. You text me, I ain't responding. But now done change. Go our separate ways. But look at this damage you did to me. I still want nothing to do between you and me. Please don't say nothing, it all sounds so true to me. We don't got nothing to say.
At Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby. Is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We can tell each other that it's dumb to try, but you've been busy with the job and got no time. Well, I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you.
Virginia to Vegas, no excuses, Ignite Radio. Well, we do have some big news that just broke out, and it's the new trailer for the Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And I'm not going to lie, Matt, it does look pretty good.
Yeah, the trailer was awesome.
However, knowing the direction that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going, I hope it's nowhere close to Thor: Love and Thunder.
Oh, my God.
It was a good movie. It was enjoyable, but there was just some stuff I was kind of disappointed a little bit. But then let's not forget, we also have the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special that premiered.
It's gonna be
double
amazing.
Whammy. We get Santa Claus came earlier, but we're not even at Halloween yet. But that's okay. It just makes me wonder on what's gonna happen, because it's been the Guardians appeared in Thor and Love and Thunder, but they haven't had their own movie since 2017, right? You know. So it is going to be pretty good to see the continuation on how Star-Lord's feeling with Gamora, especially, you know, not being with her during the holidays. And let alone, because Kevin Bacon started, and then because I believe they're coming in to, they're going to be in Los Angeles, California. So, you know, they're now traveling the world, well, Earth, on how it is today, right? Because the last time Star-Lord was on planet Earth, it was basically in the 80s. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the awesome mix from his mom that unfortunately passed away. Right.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of knew what happened in the second Guardians movie, basically. Right. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, and you know, this kind of ties into costume ideas. But Star-Lord's a really good, a really, really good costume idea, especially with the leather jacket, the maroon, you know, jacket with the I think he wears like black pants.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Thor's going to be a big one, too. But I mean, it's OK, you know, like. As for Thor, the fifth movie, I think it'll absolutely deliver. They'll definitely come around for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got some Dua Lipa coming your way. And don't forget, we have our What's Up Mohawk. So for any students who want to know the latest buzz, I wouldn't dare to turn the channel dial if I were you. You're tuning in to Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them at school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Daryl Sittler, and this is my daughter, Ashley.
I lost my mother when I was only 20. The saddest thing about it is it could have been prevented.
So talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Good afternoon, Mohawk. Halloween is right around the corner, and what better way to kick off the spooky season than with a magic show and live music? That's right, tomorrow night is the Skelebration. This is an event that includes Savio Joseph, a local magician, and then Toronto native DJ Junaid. The location will be right here on campus at the one and only Arnie. The cost for admission is $5 for entry, and food and snacks and all that good stuff will be provided. Hope to see you guys there. Also, for all you newcomers to the school, Mohawk is hosting open houses the next couple of weeks for all those students who are starting in January. Be sure to go to the Mohawk College website to find your program's dates, and we cannot wait to see you here at this incredible school. Finally, our very hard-working Mountaineers have a jam-packed Saturday afternoon coming up, November 5th. Kicking off the afternoon is the women's basketball game at 1, followed by men's basketball at 3, then women's volleyball at 6, then men's volleyball at 8. To wrap up the evening, hopefully, we'll see you guys all there in full school spirit. I'm Chris Prokop, and that was What's Up Mohawk.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
At Ignite Radio Now.
Always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling?
said hello. I know that was the end of it all. I should have stayed. You and me every time. Everyone before you was a waste of time. Yeah, you got me. Center of attention. You know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you and my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling?
Not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music. Now.
Now.
Oh, girl, I like you. I do. I want to be a friend. Go shopping in a Benz. I like you. I do. I hit you in a lane. Can you fit me in your plans? I like you. I do. We went up at a friend's and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy. So I pull up in that Maybach candy. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me. Cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy, hammy. Let's take a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH, I'm ready. Yeah, I've been thinking lately that I need someone to save me.
Shopping.
in a Benz, I like you, I do. I hit you in a land, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went up out of France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do, I do. I just want you, I just want you. Your heart's so big, but I love this huge. Just want you, oh baby, too. You like me too. Girl, I like you, I do. I wanna be a friend while shopping in a Benz. I like you, I do.
That was my man Post Malone and the beautiful Doja Cat with I Like You, Ignite Radio. It's Spenny Grenier.
I'm Matthew Richards.
So next week it's trick-or-treating, and like we mentioned, Matt, it's going to be a big deal. But with inflation affecting local neighborhoods, what's your opinion on, like, what do you think about that? Like, are due to inflation, do you think that people are still going to celebrate trick-or-treating, more so than usual?
Oh, definitely. I think people... Halloween will go on with that, whatever happens, because, like, people go trick-or-treating when it's, like, -5, so they don't really care. So, yeah, absolutely. I think trick-or-treating will keep going.
It's like, and that's the thing, it's always been wet and rainy, so, but at the same time, too, like, obviously that's not going to stop people from having fun, right? Mm-hmm. And then also, too, and like we know with Mohawk College and even, like, other people, they're pretty much everywhere is reasonable pricings for candy, you know, especially like the big boxes that you get at your local store, grocery stores, right? $5, $7. But, you know, you get like 60 candies. So, you know, so to add that all together, it's not bad. So, you know, so, and it's also good too, because no matter what, you know, despite all the trick-or-treaters that they, you know, you see everything, you know, they got the pillowcases, you know, and loads of them, you know. And again, and I think we, during the break, you were mentioning about, you know, sometimes older folks try to get trick-or-treaters, man. So I don't know if they're homeless people or not. Who knows? And they're actually not desperate. But, you know, we can't assume, of course, right? Mm. You know, but it's still a good time. And actually, like, what was one of the most craziest things you received, like, in trick-or-treating? Like, for all your 17 years of trick-or-treating.
I got two full-size chocolate bars.
Yeah? Which ones were they? Were they kind of like, were they like Coffee Crisp or
they
like?
They were O. Henry.
You like, you like the O. Henry too? See, for me, I'm more of like, I like Kit Kat. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
It's just so good. That, Nestle Crunch, it's okay. But I know that with Kit Kat, they had the dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. And that's so good.
Wonder Bar is good as well.
Wonder is not too bad. And but we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we have our Way Back Playback. Who is it? And what song is it? But I don't know about you, Matt, but I'm pumped. And I'm predicting NSYNC or Baja Man.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, you're still buying me an ice cap. We'll be back on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
This is your Way Back Playback on
This artist has released a hit single back in June of 2014. She has released several songs, written several songs for different artists, such as Fifth Harmony, Rascal Flatts, Jennifer Lopez, and Jason Derulo. She is married to an actor that starred in the Spy Kids franchise and has one kid. Her biggest hit went on to top the charts at the number one spot for 8 consecutive weeks. It also went diamond in the United States and went on to sell 11 million copies. The song was nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year at the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. When this song released, no matter what you were doing or where you were, you could turn on the radio and bet that this song would be playing. Well, you're about to hear it. Here's All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor, only on Ignite Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Because you know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Because you know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work,
home,
the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Caught you red-handed, what you been hiding from me? Why you look so anxious, didn't you wanna be free? I'm down with all the lying, no you won't see me crying. Caught you red-handed, now you mean nothing to me. I saw the handprints on your Rover. You smell like cologne and Corona. Get full on it up, take 'em over. You tell me that you don't own. So what's this? On your neck and your back, that's a scratch. It wasn't me, baby. I won't miss your lies, how you walk, how you talk, the driver, you're crazy. And you know, give you chance on chances over you. Run through all of them, and that's when I caught you red-handed, what you been hiding from me? Why you look so anxious, didn't you wanna be free? I'm down with all the lying, no, you won't see me crying. Caught you red-handed, now you mean nothing to me. Caught you red-handed, caught you red-handed. Caught you red-handed, now you mean nothing to me. Caught you red-handed, caught you red-handed. Caught you red-handed, now you mean nothing to me. They told me this hoe wasn't loyal. While I'm treating you like you're royal. But now we're just water and oil. It's so sad and I feel bad for you. So what's this?
long your neck and your back, that's a scratch, it wasn't me, baby. I won't miss your lies, how you walk, how you talk, you're driving, you're crazy. And you know, give you chance on chances over you. Run through all of them, and that's when I caught you red-handed, what you've been hiding from me. Why you look so anxious, didn't you wanna be free? I'm done with all the lying, no, you won't see me crying. Caught you red-handed, now you mean nothing to me. What you been hiding from me?
Yeah.
Caught you red-handed. What you been hiding from me? Why you look so anxious? Didn't you wanna be free? I'm down with all the lying. Oh, you won't see me crying. Caught you red-handed. Now you mean nothing to me. Caught you red-handed. Caught you red-handed. Caught you red-handed. Caught you red-handed. I'm down with all the lying.
Loud Luxury with Red Handed, Ignite Radio, and man, what a show. I just wanted to say that it was absolutely a thrill to be your host this afternoon. Matt, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for being my co-host.
Yeah,
you absolutely killed it.
Yeah, thank you. It was awesome.
And honestly, I want to thank the rest of my crew. I am not going to lie. They were extremely nervous being live. And I mean, come on. I mean, we kind of had no choice to do this, right? It was, you know, we were pretty much getting thrown in with the wolves, but I'm proud of everybody here, man.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't ask. I'm so thankful to have such an amazing group, basically, right?
Yeah,
and again, and like I said, we're doing this till December, right? You know, so I'm really thankful. And, but yeah, just, I don't know, it's just, it's you can only get better as you go, right? And then, you know, and again, we're going to be switching the roles.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, people are going to have, our other group members are going to, you know, get a handle of, you know, being host and being co-host and then the producing and, you know, and it's going to be good. You know, again, practice always makes perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like, it's just being on the show just by yourself. It's just fantastic.
Oh, yes. And that's the thing. It's just, and I don't know, again, so grateful. And then, you know, and it gets us ready for any future purposes, right? You know, because you never know what comes your way. Life's pretty mysterious like that, right? And actually, before we take a break, I just wanted to say one thing. For those who doubted you in the past, never seek revenge. It's not worth the energy. Instead, show them your success. Anything you want to accomplish, just make it happen. And I promise you one thing. They are definitely watching. It's like that old saying, kill them with kindness. Coming up, we got The Tones and I, The Weeknd, and Bulo. I'm Spenny Grenier, and we're The Outcast, and you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
My name is Sarah. I'm 11 years old, and I have had juvenile arthritis since I was 2.
Thousands of Canadian children like Sarah have arthritis. On some days, the pain of juvenile arthritis can prevent kids from getting out of bed, going to school, and playing with their friends. No child should have to go through this. March is Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. Donate to the Arthritis Society to fund research and support families impacted by juvenile arthritis. Please visit arthritis.ca.
Thank you.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
I
anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me. And when you're done, I'm there to do be that again. They say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, 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 oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me. Hey. And when you're done, I'm there to do be that again.
Station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
I was born in a city where the winter nights don't ever sleep. So this life's always with me. The ice inside my face will never bleed. Find that missing piece when you cry and say you miss me. I'll lie and tell you that I'll never leave. But all is sacrificed. Your love for more of the night. I try to put up a fight. Toughest part from here, like it's the end. Cause life is still worth living. Yeah, this life is still worth living. I can break you down and pick you up and think like we are friends. But don't be catching feelings. Don't be out here catching feelings. Cause I sacrificed the love for more of the night. I try to put up a fight.
Says, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families.
Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest